Action SA leader Herman Mashaba has called for an investigation into AfriForum, accusing the group of pursuing treason after it announced plans to approach the US government to target South African politicians over the Expropriation Act. Mashaba called for action from the GNU. Here is the CEO of the lobby group, Carly Creel, explaining the case they will make to the US.
AfriForum will urgently write a letter to the South African government asking them to urgently start a process to draw up an amendment bill regarding the Expropriation Act to avert the crisis that we are now seeing. We will also be writing to the American government asking them specifically not to punish the ordinary people in this country, but rather to focus on ANC leaders that are acting foolishly. The fact is, normal people are already under terrible economic pressure, and this kind of action by the US will harm us most. We cannot be punished twice for having a foolish government.
ANC First Secretary General Nomvula Mokonyane and Presidency Spokesperson Vincent Mangwenya spoke to Newsroom Africa on this matter.
As for what must happen to AfriForum, the immediate position that we hold is that they must be known for who they are. They are racists. They are people who cannot be trusted. They are not patriots. As to what law of this country have they violated, I don't think that it is timely for the ANC to then say they must be charged with treason. And by the way, I doubt if in our laws now we still have a law that can just be implemented through somebody just making an announcement. The days of Jimmy Kruger are gone. So there has to be processes to check, and then there must be enforcement of that law that helps to protect the sovereignty of our country.
We know, it's public knowledge, that you have right-wing organizations such as AfriForum who have no best interest for this country. AfriForum has continuously advocated against all transformative actions taken by the government to redress the ills of the past, to redress the centuries of brutal colonialism and apartheid. And AfriForum has gone around the world, quite frankly, spreading lies about the country. Between the president and President Trump, it won't take that many conversations for President Trump to appreciate, one, that we are a constitutional democracy that's deeply rooted in a rule of law. Secondly, that there is no confiscation of land. Even his own embassy officials here in Pretoria will be able to give him that information. And so this is a very unfortunate case of the impact of misinformation and deliberate distortions that are peddled by right-wing parties such as AfriForum. So we are working on refuting that misinformation. And no matter how many conversations it takes, we believe that the U.S. Government, particularly the Trump administration, will understand our position.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.